Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Operation Rescue National, OSA, is in Sin City, Las Vegas, and turning that city upside down. I had the honor, the privilege of being there for half of this week-long annual event. It's still going for a couple days, and I came back to Denver. Being the pastor of Denver Bible Church, I try to be here on Sundays. But what a tremendous opportunity to work together with 200-300 Christians from around the country who get together once a year under the leadership of the Reverend Flip Benham, the director of Operation Rescue National. And what a great time and what an impact on the city. I'll tell you some of the people that were there. On Friday, you may have heard on Bob Inyart Live, Chet Gallagher, former Las Vegas police officer, who's helping to run the event right there in his city. He sat down and joined the Christian Rescuers back in 1989. Rather than arrest them, he joined them to save children at a Las Vegas abortion clinic. He guest hosted this program on Friday last week. Jim Sedlak, who's the vice president of the second largest pro-life group in the country, or maybe now the first largest, American Life League with Judy Brown. I'll tell you what he said in a moment. And leaders of the personhood efforts in state after state, like from Georgia Right to Life, Dan Becker was there, president of Georgia Right to Life. From Maryland, Representative Don Dwyer, who introduced the personhood initiative, their legislative personhood law in Maryland, first time in 20 years any legislator has even tried to protect unborn children right there in Maryland. Dr. Annie from Montana. Dr. Annie is a hero. You'll all get to know a lot about Dr. Annie. In Montana, their personhood legislation passed the House, passed the Senate, but not by a supermajority of 60%. And since it was an amendment, it couldn't become an amendment because it didn't get 60% in the Senate. They have to take a petition drive to the people of Montana. And Dr. Annie, they started just, what, 6 weeks ago? They had their first meeting. They had three people. They said, what are we going to do with three people? We need tens of thousands of signatures in this state larger than many countries. What are we going to do? And Dr. Annie said, well, let's each get three people. They got nine people. And 4 weeks later, they had 700 people working to get signatures. And by this week in Las Vegas, Operation Save America, Dr. Annie spoke at one of the personhood workshops. She said, we now have over 1,000 people working with us in Montana. 1,000 people. And Dr. Annie is so cool. On the way to the airport, we're in an Operation Rescue / Operation Save America bus. Heroes of the faith, giants of the faith, in the bus, headed to the airport. I feel honored just to be in a van with these people going to the airport. And Dr. Annie is telling everybody, and she's looking at me, telling me, and she said, let me tell you what caused the personhood movement in Montana to explode into action. She said, we have seen a video. And it's not only affected our, it's not only changed our abortion strategy, it's changed our lives with the commitment to honor God and a biblical strategy for ending child killing. And she said, this video was made by a pastor. And she said, you know, Personhood USA, one of their co-founders, Keith Mason, this was made by Keith Mason's pastor, Bob. And everybody in the van is snickering because Dr. Annie's telling me, and we made the video for American Right to Life. And so, yes, Dr. Annie, I knew about the video. Praise the Lord. A couple thousand of these now have gone out to pro-life activists around the country. And the personhood movement, it is just that. It has become a movement. And you know what? Nobody could run a movement. Some people could ride a movement. It's like riding a wave. When you're riding a wave in the ocean, Will Duffy just came back from Hawaii. We'll have to ask him if he surfed any. When you ride a wave, you're not steering the wave. You're riding the wave. And that's what happens with movements. Like Promise Keepers was a movement. The Civil Rights Movement, that was a movement. Operation Rescue was a movement. And you don't steer the movement. You don't lead the movement, but you could ride the movement. And this is a movement of God, this personhood movement. And there are people like Judy Brown, American Life League, Flip Benham, Operation Rescue National, and Cal Zastro and Keith Mason with Personhood USA, Brian Rohrbaugh with American Right to Life, Leslie Hanks and Joe Riccobono with Colorado Right to Life. They are riding the movement. And hopefully guidance will come along, but it is a movement. And those pro-lifers who think that you should support candidates who oppose the personhood of the unborn, and they've been hoping that this movement will just go away and be quiet, and it'll just die, boy, they're going to be miserable the next 10 years. Because this movement is exploding all over the country. So Jim Sedlak is the vice president of American Life League. He works for Judy Brown. And Judy Brown has been advocating personhood for 30 years. But it hasn't been getting traction until the last few years. Focus on the strategy. Focus on the strategy, too. Colorado's personhood amendment. American Right to Life launched in Denver, Colorado a couple years ago. Colorado Right to Life confronting National Right to Life and apologizing publicly for going down the path of regulating the killing of innocent children. And now with Flip Benham fully throwing the weight of Operation Rescue National, Operation Save America behind the personhood movement and turning his national event into a personhood conference with personhood workshops during typically in the late afternoon in the heat of the day when it's just simply too hot to be on the street in Las Vegas. It's 115 degrees. And Flip Benham, right after lunch at 12 o'clock, 12:30, Flip says, all right, let's go back to the abortion clinics. And we got seven abortion clinics to cover, but we got 200, 300 people. So we can do it. But I remember saying, Flip, it's 112 degrees out there. And he said, that's right, but these babies, they're going to have their arms and legs ripped off in their mother's womb, and that's worse. I said, Flip, you're right, let's go. And everybody heads out to the battlefield, and you should see the people praying to be saved by the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Because this pro-life movement is not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And while the secular, humanist, and Republican pro-life movement has said, don't mention God, we'll win this based on the laws of science, this pro-life movement knows that the laws of science don't mention the words right and wrong. And you can't establish whether it's right or wrong to kill an individual based on the laws of science, but you can based on the laws of God. And so Jim Sedlak, vice president of American Life League, he was speaking at one of the personhood events in Las Vegas this week. And he said, by the way, it goes from midweek to midweek. So if I say this week, don't get confused. 4 days ago this week, even though today's Monday. So Jim Sedlak is speaking at a personhood event this week at OSA in Las Vegas. And he said, you know, at American Life League, we had a project where we targeted Las Vegas. We spent a lot of money. We distributed literature. We took out ads. We had a truth truck going through town. And we were completely ignored. But Operation Save America comes to town and turns Las Vegas on its head. Let me tell you some of the things that happen. You know Fremont Street? That's where Las Vegas started. Now the Strip with all the pyramids and the stratosphere and all those dramatic casinos and resorts. Well, Fremont Street has probably the heaviest pedestrian traffic in the city because it's where the old casinos are. And the city built a roof over the street and arched almost like a dome over the street. So you can, it's almost like it's air conditioned. Certainly it's cooler there. And so you could walk down the street and it's covered. and the doors of the casinos are open, and so thousands of people go to Fremont Street every day. And Operation Rescue National, OSA, Operation Save America, months ago they applied for a free speech permit to be in the center of Fremont Street, which is like being indoors, only you're on the street, but it's indoors. Do you have that picture? They put up this extraordinary display of the pictures of unborn children. Extraordinary. And it went on for, 40 feet long and maybe 6-7 feet high. And all these separate displays, one after another after another. And dozens of Operation Rescue National workers come to Fremont Street with their bright red shirts. Jesus is the standard. And on the back, it says, therefore, abortion is murder, homosexuality is a sin, and so on. And we engage the public and the tourists and the locals and the workers. And we talk to them about why it's wrong to kill a child made in God's image. And we ask them about their own lives. And we have the opportunity to pray with so many people to trust in Jesus Christ. And you know what? You want to talk about taking people who are pro-choice and turning them around to be against the killing of children on the dime? When you offer them salvation and eternal life in Jesus Christ, and they realize, it's the people who loved these innocent children, the unborn, who also loved me enough to tell me the truth and to offer me salvation through Jesus Christ. And you change people's hearts and minds. Not by giving money to a pro-choice Republican, like National Right to Life supporting Arnold Schwarzenegger for governor. Why is that? Because he's pro-choice and pro-homosexual, pro-evolution, anti-Christian? Maybe that's why they did it. I couldn't figure out why they would do that. But they did it. They did it in Hawaii. They endorsed Linda Lingle, one of the most pro-abortion, pro-homosexual, pro-lesbian governors in the country, National Right to Life. The Hawaii Right to Life affiliate, National Right to Life, told them, endorse Linda Lingle for governor. And none of them had the guts to do it. They said, she's a total pro-abort. We can't do it. So National Right to Life went over their heads and said, as Hawaii Right to Life, we endorse Linda Lingle. And before she ran, they had, 20 legislators who were pro-life Republicans? And within a couple years, she cleaned all them out. They lost almost all the Republican legislators. And I think they only had 2 or 3 left who said they were pro-life. So National Right to Life is part of the destruction of the Republican Party. And if the devil had a checkbook, he'd be giving money to National Right to Life. If the devil had a checkbook, he'd be giving money to National Right to Life, turning the Republican Party into the Democratic Party, just a little bit slower than the Democrats. So we are on this mall, and we are sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ with people, and we are pointing to them the slaughter of innocent children by these photographs. And guess what the newspaper did? The Las Vegas Review-Journal? They sent a reporter there, and the reporter took pictures, and those pictures ended up published in full color on the front page of the local section. You know how a major city's newspaper will have section B, and page B1 is the front cover of the local section, which so often that's where people start in their paper. They look in their local section. And this enormous photograph on page B1 of the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and it has Chet Gallagher, the police officer who resigned rather than arrest pro-life Christians back in the late 80s, who's now a hero of the pro-life movement. He was 3 months from his retirement, and he was willing to risk his retirement, take off his gun, take off his badge, sit down and join the pro-lifers to keep that abortion clinic closed, to save that child. And think of all the souls that God has saved through the ministry of Chet Gallagher since that day. And he's a hero till this day, 2009, 20 years later. It inspires so many Christians to trust God. And so this man comes up to Chet Gallagher. He doesn't know who Chet is. And the photographer for the Las Vegas Review-Journal is right there. And this man says to Chet Gallagher, 20 years ago, my former girlfriend, I had her go to an abortion clinic and we killed my first child. We killed him in the womb. And he said, I've been grieving ever since. And Chet Gallagher explained to him the forgiveness available to him through Jesus Christ, who died on the cross to pay for your sin, which includes the killing of your own child. And because of Christ's resurrection, you can live forever if only you will humble yourself and ask Jesus Christ to forgive you of your sin. And he can forgive you because he paid the debt for your sin on the cross by his suffering, his shed blood, and his death. And this man then hugged Chet Gallagher. And on the front page of the Las Vegas Review-Journal, page B1, huge photograph of Chet Gallagher and this man with his name there in the caption, hugging one another, the story being told in the newspaper, and you could see it's crystal clear. The background is our massive displays showing people what choice really is, the killing of innocent children. And so Operation Save America, Operation Rescue National, led by the Reverend Flip Benham, comes to town. And Las Vegas knows that there are Christians who trust Jesus Christ, are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we are here to fight against the killing of innocent children because God made them. And if we turn our backs on them, Jesus Christ told us, we're turning our backs on him. Whatever you do to the least of these, you do unto me. And that is the consequence of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that you learn to love your neighbor and risk your own safety, your own comfort for others, as Chet Gallagher did 20 years ago. And so we're on the mall. We went to the abortion clinics. We went to the overpasses. We went to the abortionist homes. The stories are extraordinary. People say to me, Bob, I wish I was there during the Bible days. And I think, what are you talking about? These are the Bible days. These are the Bible times right now. You just have to get with believers who actually live the gospel of Jesus Christ. You will be living the Bible days. They're there for you to have. You need just to trust in Jesus Christ and live for him. Don't just go to Sunday school and pray before your meals. There are plenty of heathens who do that. But you live for Jesus Christ. And so we're there at the Fremont Street, and we have their teenage girls who are sharing the gospel with senior citizen couples that have gone there to gamble. And they're guys sharing the gospel with teenagers who look a bit rebellious. And so here comes a guy in a wheelchair, in his 60s, thin, angry, cussing, cursing out Operation Rescue National, Flip Benham, because of the signs that were there on that street, indoors, sort of. And he is angry, and he's cussing, and he's loud, and he's gathering a crowd. So I think, well, the teenage girls are witnessing to the senior citizens. So, Lord, thank you. You sent this guy for me. So I went over to the guy in the wheelchair, and I said, excuse me, sir, are you mentally ill? And he looked at me and said, what did you say? I said, are you mentally ill? The way he was behaving, you know? And he said, no, I'm an alcoholic. I said, okay, I understand. Well, if you could sober up a bit, maybe you and I could talk. And about 15 minutes later, he and I headed off for lunch, and we had the most extraordinary discussion for 1 hour about God, about his life, about society, about killing innocent children, what war is all about, what he saw in Vietnam. And by the end of it, I felt, it was exhilarating to have this wonderful conversation with this man who an hour ago had been a stranger, but I just didn't have it in me. I couldn't bring about praying with him for salvation. It just didn't happen. And so we leave the casino restaurant we were in, and I go back to join our group, and I tell that to our friends there, and Ken and Joe Scott are there, and I said, I just couldn't get to, you know, get him to pray for salvation. It just didn't work. And Ken Scott said, well, where is he? I said, well, he's right over there. See him in a wheelchair? Ken Scott went right over to him. And he said, excuse me, sir, you were just talking to Bob Enyart. If you were to die tonight, do you know where you'd go? And our friend from Ireland, he said, actually, I don't. And Ken Scott, you know, one person plants a seed, the next waters, somebody harvests. And Ken Scott witnessed to this man and was able to pray with him. This man in front of a group, bowing his head and praying and asking Jesus Christ to forgive him of his sin and trust in him for salvation. And boy, what a change in that man in 1 hour. I'm not saying he's now an altar boy or living like a saint. You know, he has this intense addiction to alcohol that God will have to work in his life and overcome. But he went from that angry, bitter, foul-mouthed man to asking us to forgive him for being so rotten and understanding why we were there. And those are just a couple of stories. I mean, 40 pro-life Christians all wearing the red T-shirts, Jesus is the standard, Operation Save America, they went to the home of an abortionist. Now, a lot of abortionists still live in gated communities. And this is interesting. One group went to a gated community, and every time a car drove in, one of them walked through. And in a short enough time, the whole group was inside the gated community. Went to the home of the abortionist. Ken and Joe Scott headed up a group of 40 Christians with the red T-shirts. They went to the home of an abortionist. And two of them, a local leader, who, by the way, is heading up the personhood effort in Nevada, and one of our guys went to the front door, rang the doorbell, and the abortionist came out. They started talking to them. Now, the leaders didn't think to ask the rest of the group to stay on the sidewalk. All 40 pro-lifers came up onto the porch, the whole bunch of them. And they're all engaging in this phenomenal conversation with this abortionist who is obviously guilty and doesn't want to admit that he does elective abortions. He wants to justify every child he's killed, saying, well, there must have been some reason. And then after he's talking to the group for a while, his wife from inside starts yelling at him to come in. And so while he was not afraid of 40 extremist terrorists, domestic terrorists on his front porch, he was afraid of his 110-pound wife, and he went right inside. I want to tell you about Donna, who came up to us to thank us for being at an abortion clinic, and it was especially meaningful to her. And she said, you know, I was a suburban housewife with a beautiful marriage, kids. We moved to Las Vegas. My husband lost his job. We were struggling, and around me were all these women making over $100,000 a year, and they were dancing. You know what they mean, right? When they say dancing, they don't mean dancing. And so she said, I can't understand the decision process, but I decided to go and apply. We needed the money. And I started making an enormous sum of money week after week. And my husband couldn't take it. And it tore our marriage apart, and we divorced. And then my two girls, ages 10 and 12, began praying for me to become a Christian. And they prayed for me, and they prayed for their mom for some years. And finally, they were still pretty young, their mom got saved. And Donna then quit her job, and her husband came back, and they got remarried. And he then gave his life to Jesus Christ. He became a Christian. And this is one life that God touched who could not stay in traffic driving by, but had to pull over I was on a microphone speaking through a loudspeaker system on the street in front of a business park, and inside the business park was an abortion clinic. And Joe Scott and Leslie Hanks, Vice President of Colorado Right to Life, were inside the business park. Now, normally you'd get arrested for being on private property as a pro-life protester, but they found a local business owner who was Christian and pro-life and said, you could stand inside of my business, and when a woman comes to go to the abortion clinic, call her in here. And they called her into another medical center. And they said, okay, come on, we're expecting you. Come on in. It was pretty great. And the stories went on and on and on. And some of the greatest stories were from Dan Becker, Georgia Right to Life, saying how they are committed to support the God-given right to life of the unborn. And that means if there's a Republican candidate for president or governor or senator, and they say there's exceptions for rape and incest, we will oppose that Republican candidate. Georgia Right to Life is one of the largest right to life groups in the country. As an affiliate of National Right to Life, they're one of the largest. And they said, no more, no more, no more. We will not be bought and sold like National Right to Life. And Representative Don Dwyer from Maryland, he was there. And he was on fire with the gospel of Jesus Christ and committed to never again support any law that ends with "and then you could kill the baby," and only to support personhood. And he introduced the personhood amendment in Maryland, and he got 37 co-sponsors, Republicans, who would have never done it, but they followed his leadership. And in Washington State, in Oregon, and Mississippi, and Nevada, and California, and Florida, and state after state after state where they are introducing personhood amendments and legislation, it is exciting. And so Flip Benham is a tool in the hand of the Lord to take the entire weight and momentum of Operation Rescue National and put it behind personhood. And God is using Cal Zastro and Keith Mason of Personhood USA. And the testimonies of the people who were at Brian Rohrbaugh's talk in Washington, D.C. when he spoke at the Institute on the Constitution and promoted the personhood strategy to end child killing, and their testimony of how their lives are being changed. It's exciting, folks. Tune in tomorrow, Lord willing, right here at Bob and Your Life and online at kgov.com.